Episode 24.2, 10 Ways to Relieve Stress in 1 Minute, Activity 2, Stretching. Activity 2 is going to be stretching. So if you're able, I invite you to stand up. Okay, you might want to stretch just for a second, just briefly. Wiggle your feet. You might want to even take off your shoes for this. Make yourself comfortable. Roll your shoulders slowly forward a few times and then backwards a few times. Now pay attention to your neck. Turn to the side and hold. Now turn to the other side and hold. Now put your chin down on your chest and lean your head back. Remember to breathe. And now lean forward again and then rotate your head around slowly 2 times. And after you do that, then you're going to roll it around the other way 2 times. And the last thing is to stretch our arms out, starting at your hands at your side. Raise them up slowly all the way until they're reaching to the sky. And then touch your palms together and bring them down slowly to your chest. And if you have time, repeat that one more time. This is the end of Activity 2. This is being published separately, so you can access it easier anytime you want. This segment was originally published with all 10 activities together in Episode 24 of the podcast called Help for Special Educators. Now, when I start to get stressed or overwhelmed about school stuff, I find it helps to take a moment to slow down, stop, and focus on my breathing. Sometimes, I also might say the Serenity Prayer aloud or in my head. Here it is. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I might also add a few of my own words. Here's a sample for us special educators. Help us to listen and truly understand our students. Please give us words, actions, and solutions which will help in difficult situations. May our classrooms be peaceful places where teachers, staff, and students learn and thrive. After that, I try to go out and find someone else to help because helping others keeps me from selfishly dwelling on my own problems. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you heard something helpful during this episode that you can implement in your teaching. Remember, you are amazing. What you do makes a difference, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Go find someone else to encourage because they probably need to be reminded that they are amazing too. The Help for Special Educators podcast is hosted by me, Lisa Goodell. You can find episode information at the website at lisagoodell.com/podcast.